Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Lake Effect recently launched a new series called Pandemic Performers, where we're highlighting some of the work coming from Milwaukee artists and performers at a time when many of us are still isolated. For musician Johanna Rose, the pandemic has been a mixed blessing. Although it's meant she hasn't been able to perform with the many groups she's a part of, the pandemic has given her the opportunity to focus on her solo work and explore new ways to create music. She joins me now to talk about her work. Johanna Rose, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me.
When we were all first told we'd be retreating into our homes back in March, when obviously many of us thought this was going to be much shorter, what were some of your first concerns as an artist?
Well, immediately I had shows lined up, and I had, I was going to go on a tour, and I was like, okay, so none of that is happening. And then I was like, oh yeah, and I can't play with other people. So I think my immediate reaction was, I better learn how to play guitar.
Had you not played guitar before?
Not really. I played piano. I wrote mostly on piano, but then I generally played upright bass and sang. I picked up guitar to kind of try, and it felt more like playing with other people, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and something that people may not know about you, you've also worked with a lot of different bands, a lot of different groups. How many groups would you say you're a part of right now?
Right now, I am part of three groups. I'm part of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I'm part of Nickel and Rose, and then Hughes Family Band.
What has it been like for you working really mostly solo stuff right now, but what has it been like working in quarantine? Because you've still been putting out a lot of stuff.
Right. I know I said I better learn guitar at the beginning of this, but I think I quickly just started figuring out how to still collaborate with people. The first thing I did was I put together one album that was just a lot of stuff that I had, you know, maybe I recorded it years ago, maybe I just recorded it. Some of them are even voice memos, but it's just like a collection of songs that made sense together that I'd always been meaning to do, but it was like the time was there. That was postponed alone. And then the next project, Only Good Nights, was where I started working with other people, like basically by email, which was really great to still like have that connection with other musicians and kind of feel like you were playing with other people.
Well, and from what you've said, that's something that kind of played out in the creation of the song, A Night Like This. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so that song actually started in the studio before pandemic times. And I wanted that to be like my first solo single, which is funny how things, you don't know what's going to happen, I tell you. So we started it in the studio at Silver City Studios with Josh Everett. And a whole bunch of me and my friends went into the studio and we're just like, okay, I have this song, let's see what we can get down today. And we got Dave Wake on piano, and Josh Backus did some guitar, and it was just going so well and it was so fun that I was like, you know, I'm just going to do a vocal take. Let's just try it. Let's just do like a one-time thing, because I'm actually very picky about vocals. It's something that I'll do over and over again, and it's like exhausting, so I like to do it alone. And I got into the studio one more time and had Andrew Koning put some more guitar down. And then the pandemic happened. And I was like, well, we'll just wait on that. But like you said, we have been more or less in lockdown for a lot longer than we thought. So I came back to it and Josh had put down some drums on it. And I had my friend Ernie Brusabardis do some violin. He did a couple violin parts. And then my friends Ellie and Cheston, Ellie Jackson and Cheston Van House, they put together a choir and Cheston did a horn section. So this is all from people's homes, and then they sent in the files. And then we mixed it all together, and we ended up using that first one take vocal track. So it was kind of like bridging the studio, the times of before, and then completing it in quarantine felt really good, and I think makes it even more special.
All right, here it is, A Night Like This.
Nothing can fix a night like this. Not the drink in my hand or the slow.
So you have a song that you wanted to highlight. It's called I Should Leave. It's very personal, very intimate. Tell us a bit about this song.
Well, I picked this song because I think it's relatable to everyone right now, being that it's about isolation. It's about, you know, feeling trapped. And I also have been really inspired by the people coming out right now about sexual assault in the Burger Records community. And I wrote this song after I was assaulted, and I never released it because it's such a vulnerable song. And then it was on the first release that I did during quarantine. And I just felt like it's time to address these issues in music scenes. It's been time, and it's painful, but it's progress as we have more of these conversations. So here's probably one of the songs that I've written about this, but I kind of wanted to just dedicate it to other survivors. And it's about feeling alone, but sometimes when you know other people feel alone, you feel less alone.
For people who don't know what's happening with Burger Records, can you explain a little bit what's happening there?
Well, it's a record label out of LA, and they have, for I think over a decade, have been creating a really toxic environment where underage women have been sexually assaulted.
I've seen some of the back and forth about the Burger Records situation. You know, as you say, it's underage girls. There have also been women who have been assaulted or harassed in these situations. It's been interesting to see so many men participating in this conversation because they tend to come at it from very different places. Some of them seem to be in denial. Some of them perhaps just didn't know what was going on. Some weirdly feel vindicated for not liking the record label for some reason. But few of them seem to really dive into what these experiences really meant for the women inside of this scene that is dominated by men. I know that you had difficulty when you came forward. What was it like talking about this with people in a scene that, yes, is dominated by men?
I mean, it's really difficult, or it's been really difficult to try and come forward after being assaulted. You're not believed. You feel ostracized. you know, and it really keeps you away from doing what you love, which is playing music. And that is a huge consequence. There's so much music that is not being made right now because of the toxic music scenes that allow people to be sexually assaulted. I mean, this is a societal problem. But I think it's really prevalent in probably all music scenes across America. And it's really difficult to come forward. But I think survivors are supporting each other more. And that's how people are able to talk about this now.
Yeah. Well, thank you for talking about it. I know it's not easy. And, you know, I think something that we don't always say inside of this conversation is no one is owed that part of you just because you've been victimized by someone. That doesn't mean the world is owed your story. So I appreciate you sharing it.
Thank you.
So here it is. I Should Leave.
Does anyone notice the difference in my smile? The dullness of my hellos, and sometimes I can't speak at all. The weight that I now carry crashes like an onboard of people who used to call me. I can't answer a phone call anyways. I can't get out of bed most days. It's best that I stay home. It's best that I stay home alone.
Johanna Rose is a Milwaukee-based musician who's a member of the band Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Hughes Family Band, and the musical duo Nickel and Rose. She spoke with me as part of our series, Pandemic Performers.